This is Ozarks at Large. This week, much has happened or will happen. It's an election day. Crystal Bridges is opening in Bentonville. There is an Arkansas Razorback football game Saturday night. But I have to tell you, you don't know everything that's going on, perhaps, because Friday night at 7 at the Arkansas Yoga Center, an Aquarian Gong concert. And Larry Owensby will be at the gong. Is that the proper way to phrase it?
Yeah. It'll be an Aquarian Gong concert. It's ringing in the new age, the Aquarian age. It's going to be an exciting and fun time.
I'm going to ask a question I think a lot of listeners might ask right now is, what exactly is an Aquarian Gong concert?
It's going to be, we're ringing in a new age. The Aquarian age is going to be a really exciting time, and it's a time of more awareness by everyone. If you were to go to one of the NASA sites and listen to some of those deep space recordings, it would sound exactly like good gong playing. Hmm. The gong is a very interesting instrument that it has a cleansing effect. It puts a person into almost an immediate meditative state. So a concert is just allows someone. There's not a lot of work involved. We do a little bit of a warm up and a little bit of a small meditation that kind of puts us in a really good state. And then we just relax and we absorb the gong vibrations. And it's a really an awesome experience to be involved with.
You mentioned that the gong can be meditative, but I have struck a gong once or twice. I remember once on the north shore of Hawaii, you could take a right turn into a sanctuary and there was a gong. And while it was an interesting sound, I don't know how to make the gong meditative. You know, I mean, there has to be more skill than just someone like me picking up.
Well, yeah, anyone, you know, you can sit down with someone and show anyone how to play the gong. You might not know all the little idiosyncrasies of it, but, you know, you can show one how to play it. Most people associate the gong with the gong show.
Yes, and Chuck Barris, yes.
Yeah, that's all they really know about the gong. And it's there's very much more to that. The gong show gong was kind of, you know, supposed to be kind of irritating. And with good gong playing, it's entirely different. It's very much different. It's very relaxing, very, very calming, balancing. It's a cleansing thing. Everything vibrates at its own frequency. Rocks vibrate. We vibrate. And when the gong is played and we allow that vibration to enter the body, it's a cleansing effect. Anything that we're not using or anything that's negative, anything that's beyond the positive in the way of the thought process, and it releases blocks, it releases tension. It allows a person to just be and let, normally in this country we don't allow ourselves the opportunity to just relax. One of the hardest poses you can teach in yoga is laying flat on your back doing nothing, mm-hmm. because people don't allow themselves to do that. And with the gong, you allow yourself to be, just be.
Is a gong concert, can it work for helping anybody relax? You don't have to have previous intense yoga experience?
You don't have to have anything. Yeah, you just come, you be who you are, you just allow yourself the opportunity to go into a nice, soft, meditative state.
I would think Friday evening at 7 after a busy week would be a perfect time for a gong concert.
It's an excellent time to start a weekend.
How big is the gong that you'll use for the concert?
The gong that I use is a 28-inch Wuhan gong. It's a Chinese-made gong. It's got a lot of bass tones to it and pretty good resonance. And at the level that it's played during relaxation, it's very resounding. You get a resound out of the gong. When you strike the gong the first time, the vibration moves out, but it returns itself with a resound. And The mind is, it's kind of interesting because the mind tries to interpret what's going to happen next in anything we do. Mm-hmm. And in gong play, after a few minutes of hearing the gong, you're thinking, okay, it's going to be a double beat here, and it's going to be a deep tone here. And you know, after a few minutes with all the different sounds and resounds that happen, the mind just gives up and says, okay, I'm just going to go with it.
AYC, Friday night at 7, what should people bring?
Bring your mat if you got it. They have some mats there, and eye bags, teddy bear, just whatever you feel comfortable with to ring in the new age. And it's going to be a really fun, easy time, enjoyable time.
Not intimidating.
No, not at all.
All right.
And very nice group energy. So I think it'll be awesome.
And wear comfortable clothes, I would imagine.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Larry, thank you so much for your time.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.